This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklands Radio.
I'd like to welcome our first guest, Kathy Lawrence.
Hello.
Hello, Kathy. Lovely to have you here.
And thank you for having me.
It's really good to have you here. Yes, and what I want to ask you is, you've got a website called When They Get Older, mm-hmm. so perhaps you could give us a little bit of an insight into what it's all about and how you got involved with the supportive website, please.
Absolutely. Back in 2015, I was in the middle of caring for my parents. My mother had developed dementia, my father wasn't terribly well, and it was hard for him to look after my mother. And I was finding that blogging actually was helping, because I was finding it very frustrating, hard at times. And at that point, somebody I knew who ran a marketing agency, who I'd worked with quite a lot because I'm a freelance copywriter as my day job, came to me and suggested that we put together a website on the topic of supporting families who are looking after older relatives. This, for her, was going to be a fresh project, something a little bit different from her marketing, but we would work well together. So we set it up and we ran it for a couple of years, and then we got distracted. She had to go back to her business. I'd lost both my parents by that point, and I needed a break from the whole thing about looking after older people. And then last October I decided it was time to pick it up again. So I have been running the website with the support of my family, and we currently have over something like 280 articles on the website.
Wow.
And they're about healthcare, finance, social care, and more importantly perhaps maintaining quality of life as people get older. And it's all addressed at the children, because it's often the children that carry the burden.
Yes.
They might be, I say burden, it's not necessarily a burden, but they might live close at hand or they might be living far away, and they're possibly quite likely trying to balance working with running their own families with supporting their older relatives. So it's quite a juggling act. And what we try to do is offer really practical tips that come from experts in a particular field or from people who have been there before and know what's happening and what you really need to do, rather than just talking the talk.
It sounds so supportive, because there's so many people out there that are isolated with this, you know, and without the support that they need.
And often you're sort of launched into it, aren't you? Suddenly you find that you've, you know, having had no experience in anything or any of this, suddenly having to think about a whole wide variety of different aspects, and actually having somewhere, one place where you can find out about financial things or dementia or, I don't know, powers of attorney or whatever it happens to be, you know, care.
Absolutely. And we don't pretend to know everything or to have all the advice there, but we can do is signpost people to where the advice is or where the experts are. So we can kick people off, and we can share experiences and then pass them on to maybe Age UK or the Alzheimer's Society, because dementia is a big thing.
Oh my gosh,
say.
It's a huge thing, isn't there? A certain age group, you know, a lot of people are sort of age. They have aging parents with all sorts of difficulties. And if they can go, is it like a one-stop shop?
Yeah.
And do you find that also the people that have lots of experiences are adding information to your website all the time then? Is it growing?
Yes.
All the time?
I try to add 2 articles a week. Some I write myself, because obviously as a copywriter I like writing, and this is really good because nobody's telling me what to write. So. I please myself, but I'm very strict with myself. But you know, there's a lot of research to be done, and a lot of people offer articles, and a lot of people come to me and say things like, it's all very well, but you're talking about England all the time. What about Scotland? And that's, you know, real food for thought.
Very valid.
Especially
if
they will then provide me with contacts where we can get information. So, yes, I spend way too much time working on When They Get Older, but I do have a bit of a passion for it, to be honest.
So this is very much the extra. So the all day job is your copywriting, and you're doing all of this as in the evenings and weekends.
Well, yes, and as a freelancer, you don't necessarily work all day,
flexible,
every day,
can't you?
Earning money, which would be nice, but it doesn't happen. So I fill it in, and it's good practice at writing, and I know that it is helping people. I even have people saying they don't need to support their parents yet, but they will do. So they're getting the newsletter and they're filing it every single week because it will be useful with them.
Gosh, well, that's all credit to you, isn't it, for putting out all this useful information. I was having a look through the website earlier today and some really unexpected things came out. There was an article on orthodontics and braces. I didn't expect to find that.
That was a lovely piece submitted by a reader, and I don't think he was even in the UK. I think he was Australian, although most of our readers are in the UK. And he just wanted to share his experience because it was such a positive one, and it had made such a difference to his life. I think he was in his 70s or 80s.
Amazing.
Yes, something like that.
That's incredible.
So positive experiences are really important to us. We don't just want to talk about them. It's so gloomy, I can't
But there's so many subjects that, you know, so many things that happen to us as we get older that we don't expect to ever talk about. It's amazing. Do you find that there are certain topics that are more spoken about, that are more, that create more interest than others?
Absolutely. I mean, there are lots and lots, but there are a few that we see people coming back to time and time again. They're quite diverse. Perhaps one of the most important ones is funding care, because people haven't thought about it. A lot of people don't save up for their care, and it's hugely expensive. And local authorities do not contribute that much. People expect them to, and they don't. They are means-tested services, and there is a limit of something like £24,000. If your assets are assessed at being more than that, you don't get any help towards care costs, not care at home or in a care home.
Which is why it's a good idea to gift that money away to the family or put it in a separate fund. That you must be able to do things like that to protect the money.
The government is onto that, you know. If you gift your money close enough to the time you need to go into a care home, that is thought of as trying to avoid care home fees. If you do it 20 years before, you're safe. But
yes,
it's a difficult one.
That's what I'm thinking, that people do it well in advance.
And people try to do that for inheritance tax reasons as well. But the loopholes keep closing because local authorities just don't have that money.
I think it's hard for the generation that they're there at the moment, because they haven't thought that far ahead. I think for future generations it's going to be easier, but I think for the generation that are old now, they haven't, they're just falling through. It just seems to be so messy for them.
Yeah.
And there's for example, if somebody had 23,000 just over the threshold, do they then have to spend that and then the local authority?
Once they drop down to that threshold, then the local authority will start to contribute a certain amount down to, I think it's about 14,000, and then you get local authority paying for your care. But they can only contribute something like, I don't know, about 450, something like that. You look at the care homes in Surrey, you can pay £1,200, £1,400 a week
if you want
a really nice care home. So it's a difficult one. Families can top up, or you just have to take what's available, and there isn't much. And there are no answers. It's not step one, step two, step three. It is really, really difficult. And a lot of people will end up having to sell their homes to cover the cost.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
It's such a stress for the family, isn't it, to have to deal with all of that?
Yes.
So you have a lot of advice covering all of that on the website, do you?
Well, we tell people what the facts are. We don't really advise them on how to avoid making payments.
But the advice is there.
But yes, they need to know. And it's more complicated because different local authorities have different ways of assessing people. And again, that's something that's different in Scotland and in Wales. So actually, Scotland and Wales, it's a little easier in some ways. So you have to really contact your own local authority, your parents' local authority, and find out what is happening as soon as you can, so you know where you stand. And of course, you don't have to sell your home if there's somebody else living there, if it's your partner still living there. You don't sell your home under the feet of someone who still needs a home.
So if you have no home and you have no savings and your family have no savings, what happens then?
Well, the family bit doesn't matter. Nobody's going to come knocking on your door and asking for money. They do in Germany, my brother tells me, where he lives, but it doesn't happen here. If you have to have local authority help, then it will be found. But their beds are few and far between, so you don't get much choice.
And so what other topics are of great interest? What are the sort of other sort of ones that people, you mentioned that people repeatedly come back to? What other things?
It's a completely different subject here, but there is one article that people come back to, which surprises me quite a lot. We have a resident agony aunt called Dr. Leslie Trenner.
Yes, I saw that.
She's a life coach and an elder care expert. She's really good at helping people when they come to her with relationship problems. And the one that seems to attract the most notice is called How Do I Deal With a Mean Mother?
Oh my goodness.
And what has happened with this particular woman was that her mother was never particularly nice to her, but it had got a lot worse since she got older and diller. And the woman who'd written in felt that she should be trying harder. But Leslie advised her that you can't fix these things. And I think that's a general thing with relationships. If you've never had that good a relationship with your parents, why would it get better just because they're older and they're more cranky and they feel ill and therefore they're more cranky, or they're frightened so they're more cranky? So you have to accept that you need to stand up for yourself and you need to stand up for your family, and it will never be perfect, but just try and work out a balance between you so that you can carry on helping and don't feel you need to walk away.
Yes.
And it's always, it fascinated me. For the last couple of years, that has been one of our top articles.
Yes, I have heard that things like situations like that before, and I think it must be very heartbreaking, and you need that support and you need to be able to have those coping mechanisms.
Yes. So my mother developed dementia, and she went from being my number one supporter to being really angry with me all the time. And this started before we knew what the problem was, because it was 10 years ago, and people didn't really understand about dementia. She kept sending me home. I couldn't understand it at all. I'd walk in the door and she'd say, "It's time for you to go now."
Oh, dear.
And you just have to renegotiate it, and it was hugely upsetting.
Yes.
And with hindsight, I think I have a much better view now of what perhaps.
But they lose, they don't necessarily have any sense of time.
No.
It's not what they want, really want to say, it's not what they really want to feel, but it's what they are saying, it's what they're and it's very difficult.
And you have to steel yourself against it to some extent.
Yes, dementia is a huge topic, isn't it?
Yeah. And loneliness, that was the other thing.
Loneliness.
That people ask us a lot about.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you're working or if you live a long way away from your parents, you can't be there for them, and they may have lost their partner, they're losing their friends, maybe they can't get out of the house like they used to be able to, and they do start to feel lonely. So we've had quite a few articles about how to help, maybe get them online, using Skype or FaceTime, get them out of the house using transport, get them to clubs,
loneliness
activities.
Oh, loneliness is, I know for Amanda and myself, it's a, you know, it's such an emotive subject, isn't it? And it's a big thing in the UK at the moment. Mm. But Cathy, I'm so sorry. We're coming to the end of our programme. We could have gone on forever, absolutely. But what we'd really like to know, if you could let our listeners know, how they can get in touch with you via email and your website.
Sure.
Please.
The website is When They Get Older, not When I Get Older or When You Get Older, but whenthegetolder.co.uk. If you want to contact me, just put editor at at the front of that. Or we do have a Facebook page, which is also called When They Get Older.
When They Get Older. And your website is quite easy to find, because I found it quite easily. And obviously, we usually ask for advice, but I think if anyone needs any advice, they should go straight to the website and then contact you.
And then contact us. There's contact boxes. Oh, and do sign up for the newsletter. The box to do that is on every page of the website, and it means that you do get to hear the latest articles, and I also put together a news roundup for each issue, so it's worth doing.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much. That's Kathy Lawrence. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk, or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.